Hi guys,
Hello, hello.
And welcome to episode 3, season 2 of the fake podcast.
Yes. What is this? Not to be mean, but what is this season thing? I don't know that podcasts actually have seasons as much as this is just like a politically correct way of saying sorry for not recording for 15 months.
Hey, Rothko, whatever it takes to cover up our lapse in podcast
That's
recording.
That's great. I love that.
But how was your weekend?
It was good. I was out of town. A little state. The Garden State, hey. But yeah, I was in New Jersey for a wedding.
How was it?
It was good. It was the first, it was different than the weddings I've been to in the past because all the weddings I've been to have been like from family, friends, or cousins, which, you know, I've been to a lot because I obviously don't think I'm that young, but I am like the youngest of all my cousins
right. And
stuff. So I've just been to a lot of weddings on my mom's side of the family.
Yeah, your family has a strange affinity towards Italy and the south of Italy.
I know. I've been to like 3 weddings in Italy now. But it was like any wedding is great, you know, between when two people love each other. So it wasn't that at all, but
sometimes the wedding is great when two people hate each other and it's fun.
I know, that's right. But it was just funny because I have this theory that some people like to be silly, if that makes any sense. Like things such as ugly sweater parties and, you know, if you ever take a picture with some people, they'll be like, and now let's take a goofy one, you know, where everyone makes a silly face. Like, I don't know why, but I've never taken to that.
Detest it.
Yeah.
The very core of me rebels against the idea of like, let's have a silly wedding.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, the tone, I mean, it's not like you got to the wedding and there were clowns jumping out or something. It wasn't like that. But it was very much like, you know, for me, one thing about me is even though I co-run this meme page and, you know, I like to think I joke around here and there, there are certain things for which I have no sense of humor. And
same.
Yeah, and a wedding is one of those things. You know, when I get married, it's a solemn, you know,
yes,
sexy, sensual, dark affair.
Wait. Black. One light. We are moving sun.
Exactly. I mean, it's not even, I would go with the instrumental of that. Like, that's I really would. So it's not like you get there and it's like, you know, there are clowns and it's like this hilarious affair. But to give you an example, we get to the ceremony and the guy who's officiating gets up and he's like, the couple asked me to keep this short because I know you all just want to get out of here just to get to the party. Am I right? And I'm just like, no, like, obviously, yeah, like, obviously that's the case, but that's...
No one says it.
Exactly. No one says it. And, you know, if I'm a bride, which one day I will be a beautiful, blushing bride, is, like, it's an incredibly serious, solemn, important day for me.
Right.
And y'all are going to suffer through the ceremony if you want to get to the reception.
Yeah,
you know,
like, whatever you want
to
say.
I believe in that. If you want to make a short ceremony, that's great and super considerate, but I don't think you need to by any means, and I definitely believe in sitting through a long ass ceremony to then be rewarded at the reception,
as we have recently done in Mexico.
Oh yeah, we went to a wedding in Mexico.
Puebla,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I 100% agree with you, and just a testament to how similar we are, literally yesterday I was like, I am not having a fun wedding. Sorry. It's dramatic, it's with a hint of tragedy.
It's more sad than romantic.
I was talking about how I might pay actors to object at the ceremony.
Oh my god.
I object.
Like 6 foot
if
two
she's
Italian
out of
models.
My life. Yes, if she's out of my life, I will end it. Yes. So we're completely on the same page. Yeah. And you know what? These are personal opinions, so I think, especially with the weddings, we don't even need to make these disclaimers, but like, I don't like silly dances for first dances.
Let me tell you it. Let me get through the ceremony. So this guy, you know, the comedian of the century, throughout the ceremony, is making these little remarks. Like, again, with the reception and the partying thing, he's like, something's happening. They're putting the rings on. And he says about the groom, look at this guy. He just wants to party, you know? Like,
did people appreciate it? Were they laughing at it?
Yes, people were laughing. Okay. I was nervously laughing. So, you know, it could possibly be that. But the thing is that, you know, if it's like that, that's how they wanted it, you know?
Right.
So there's...
Right, it was probably like,
I can't imagine that this guy was so serious in the rehearsal and then all of a sudden busted out, you know, the comedy routine just for this. But yes, so we get... Oh, and then he has this line. When it's time to really, you know, pronounce you man and, you know, pronounce you bride and groom or however
husband,
they say it.
Husband and wife.
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah, when to pronounce you husband and wife. He says, by the power vested in me, the state of New Jersey, and Amazon Prime, wait for laughter, I now pronounce you man and wife. Why? You know, and then, I mean, you know, it was fine.
By the power invested in me, by God, and everything that is holy and tragic in the universe, you may now embrace your wife.
Yeah, like, it's just, it ain't me. But anyways, and then they didn't do like a silly dance at the reception finally when it was their dance, but it was again like a similar thing when they were kind of announcing the different people from the bridal party and as they came to the dance floor or whatever, and like as they're announcing people, he just does this, you know, sports announcer voice, and he's like, and here comes the bride and groom, and then I kid you not, Who Let the Dogs Out starts playing.
Stop.
So, and then after that, they had their serious dance, but God help me. And then afterwards, the music that was playing was like, you know, I guess, you know, Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars, you know, Sweet Caroline, The 21st Night of September. Although, you know, for me, I want like more sexy thumping, you know, dance floor music during my reception, but
yes,
you know,
I
it
agree.
Is what it is.
I'm not completely against some levity, you know what I mean? It doesn't need to be dramatic the entire time, but there needs to be like hints of comedy,
yeah.
Not an actual comedy routine.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not in the Comedy Cellar.
Like. No, that's the reference I was searching for earlier. Thank you. No, exactly. I mean, it's a matter of taste. Like, they were super happy. It seemed like most of their guests were super happy. So if it works for them, it works for them, you know?
Right.
Does not work for me.
I'm very happy that I think both you and I have been going to plenty of weddings this season.
Yeah.
So it feels like I'm actually starting to get a good grasp of like what I would want for myself.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of the times I'm like, I don't even know if I want to, like, I know that I want a wedding, but just seeing how much planning goes into it is scary. And also seeing how stressful it is for the bride and the groom and how much more fun it is, I think, for like everyone
for the
else.
Guests, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe.
I love going to weddings.
Right?
It's so much fun.
Love
yeah, yeah, I love weddings.
Guys, if anyone needs a woman on his arm for a wedding,
call me.
But yeah, no, I totally agree with you. What else about, are there any other, I'm not going to call them faux pas because again, we've talked
yeah.
about how it's a matter of taste, but any other things that like, you would not want to have at your wedding / would want to have?
I don't know. Can you think of anything?
Yes, I'll start off. So I recently went to a beautiful wedding at the Cipriani in Midtown. And just the way that they organized the space was really gorgeous. So I don't know if you guys have been. This was my first time there. But the ceilings are super, super high in the building. It almost kind of gives this cathedral-y vibe to it, which I loved. And then the way that they organized the lighting, it was pretty dark throughout. And then they would have these like little splashes of light and a lot of candles. And it just gave this really sexy vibe to it that I really liked. So I kind of, the thought for myself was, okay, I think I want evening ceremony and I want it to be dark by the time everyone starts eating dinner.
Yeah.
/ if it's like indoors, I want the light indoors to be dim.
Mm. I like that. Yeah.
Also, not because I'm not gonna be 18 when I'm getting married. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I agree with Yeah, so my thing is I don't want it indoors. I want at least the ceremony outdoors because I find it incredibly romantic, like the sound of the wave. I would want it on water. Ooh. I love the sound of the waves crashing in the back. You know, I also think like I'm not getting married in a church. Like I think it's like pushing it. It's not that I don't believe that gay people can be Christian. To be clear, it's not that I don't believe that you can't be gay and Christian and get married in a church, but for me personally, I would feel like it would be like trying to overcorrect and being like, "Look, I'm gay, but I still believe," you know what I mean? And I feel like that's almost what would be on people's minds rather than the actual thing itself. But I could totally be overthinking it. And I also just feel like there's something, not necessarily clerical, but just like, Basically,
you just don't want the religious ceremony, right? You want the personal.
Exactly. Like, and I feel like as long as you are two, you know, quote unquote, men getting married, that was a deprecation of myself, so-called not men. Of my boyfriend. But as long as you are two men getting married, I feel like you have an opportunity to break with tradition a little bit. And so I would take that opportunity to start by having a nice outdoor breezy ceremony. And then the reception, you know, outdoor underneath some tent, kind of like the vibe of the one we went to in Mexico. The other thing is I would probably make it clear, especially if it was in the summer, that the guys don't have to wear a tux. Because mm-hmm. I've been to a couple of summer weddings where they were it was explicitly like guys have to wear a tuxedo, and it's just every single person was sweltering, which is so funny. The wedding I went to in Sorrento, I think I told you this, by the end of the reception, it took on this really odd vibe. Do you think I should talk about it or no?
Yes, it's my favorite. You told me, you were like, I'm about to tell you about this thing that happened at the wedding. You will be thinking about it all the time, and I think about it all the time. I'll be walking through the fucking aisles of the CVS, picking out like a toothbrush, and I'll be like, wait, there was this moment in Sorrento. Go on.
I'm not talking about my sister. I'm talking...
Yeah, okay.
So because it was so warm, by the end of the reception, and this was in this, like, beautiful location in this abandoned, you know, not abandoned, but this, you know, old, you know, villa or whatever, overlooking, you know, looking over the water.
Granted, you're in Italy, so everything looks abandoned.
Yeah, but I'm painting the picture, and yes. I think, yeah, we got the picture. And, And because it's so warm and everyone's been dancing all night, by the end of the wedding, people are starting to take off their clothes. By which I mean the men are shirtless. If the women were wearing those kind of dresses that are very in style right now, where it's like really it's like a top and a skirt, but like they're so close together. You know what I mean? Just bearing the tiniest bit of stomach, midsection, whatever you want to call it. They hands to myself. So that was the vibe, and so people are getting disrobed pretty much because of the heat, but at the same time the music is blaring, the lights are getting dimmer, and I swear to God there were some red lights starting to come out,
right?
And the women start like twerking in the corner, dare I say.
Yeah.
Like, it was this...
Wait, so the women, are they wearing dresses at that point? Is it just
some
men?
Some are wearing... Almost all the men... By this, I mean, like, the men, like, that are close friends with... I'm not counting myself, that are, like, close with the groom and stuff. Like, the younger people that were there. Pretty much all the men are shirtless by this point. The women, those that had... You know, the type of apparel
something to take off.
No woman was taking off her dress and being in, you know, a bra and, you know, under, you know, it wasn't like that. But to the extent that they could, reasonably, they were. And this dark, seedy vibe kind of overtook the whole thing. And it was so funny. But yeah, so all this to say, at my wedding, people will not have to wear tuxedos if it's in really warm weather.
Yeah, boy Rothko hates to see people disrobing. But I swear to God, like, as I'm writing some sort of a weird movie in my head, this is the central...
I think I painted a pretty good picture. And the way I described it is exactly how it was. The next day at, like, the farewell brunch that they had, I was, like, talking to, like, a few other people. And I was like, I'm not crazy. Something was going on back there. Right? And they're like, oh, yeah, something was going on. I don't know what was happening, you know?
Ooh, I love that.
Because it was the only... There were kind of two groups of young people there. You know, young as... You know, like, as... that were the same generation as the people getting married. I'm not going to always qualify these young comments. Can we just I can't do this all the time.
There were young people.
Yes. There were, so the two camps were people who were close friends with the bride and the groom, and then there were people who were the kids of the parents, of the parents' friends. No, no, no. When I say the kids, I mean, like, people our age. Like, the children of the parents' friends. The parents being, like, in their 60s and 70s, so the kids being, like, you know. So, and so, those of us who were, like, younger, but were not, like, quite in on it, we were all, like, what was going on back there? Something seedy was going on there.
I love that. Can I also just say, I love the way you tell stories.
Oh, thank you.
And it's a big, like, I think a lot of the time, guys don't understand how, it brings me back to that episode of Friends, where remember, like, Ross and Rachel kiss for the first time, and she comes back and she tells the girls, she's like, and the kiss was soft, and then he grabbed me, and the light was like this, and the guys are like, yo, we made out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And unfortunately, I feel like a lot of the times it's literally how guys are telling me stories. And I'm like, no, paint me a picture. Like, transport me to the place. You can't just start off with, like, oh, this crazy thing happened, then just tell me the thing. I need the whole exposition, the, you know, like, the rising action, the climax, and then the resolution.
Yeah. So you, and then we made passionate love into the desolate night.
Yes.
And, like, yeah, we went home.
But yeah, this was, I think this was a very well-told story on your part.
We'll see.
Another thing that I was thinking of as you were telling the story, kind of still has to do with weddings, but a different part. The organizational part, I feel like you need to try, like, especially if you're having a destination wedding, but any sort of wedding, if it's going to be difficult for some people to get there, you need to make sure and, like, try and get the transportation as to be as organized as possible. I feel like it's just polite to the guests.
For sure.
And, I know sometimes it might incur expenses, but I think that this is the kind of thing that I would actually spend money on. Just making sure no one is, like, super inconvenienced, because traveling is already an inconvenience.
You mean, like, traveling from the ceremony to the reception? Or, like, traveling to the place where the wedding is? Like, if it's a destination wedding.
Right, like, sans flights, people are covering themselves. Yeah. But starting off from, like, when you get to the country, try to, at least the directions need to be super clear. Like, one wedding that I went to in Paris this summer, it was very well organized in the sense that the bride and the groom had a whole list of hotels that people should be staying at. They had suggestions for what they should be doing in Paris, like, as they're entertaining themselves. Then there were buses organized for to take us to the countryside where the wedding was actually happening. And that was all very, very appreciated.
Yeah. And what I found people do a lot is they'll give discounts at a couple of hotels.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't expect people to pay for my hotel. Like, I'll ostensibly also be doing things, and, you know, wherever this thing is, I don't expect to. And that's kind of the subtext. One thing that I find so funny is when, you know, the brother or the sister or the dad is giving their speech and they go, wow, it's such a testament to how many good friends they have that they decided that they flew all the way across the ocean just to see you get married. It's like, well, I'm also here as a lover of, you know, vacation, free parties. And it's like, we all know this, you know, like, but it's just, you know, you have to say it, I guess. Like, so all that to say, like, no, I don't expect anyone to be paying for my hotel, because it's not like I'm just there for your wedding. I'm also going to be doing other things, you know.
I will say, I think it's just because you and I are both, first of all, we both love weddings. And second of all, it's because we're in a time of our life where it's still, like, super enjoyable to go. I can foresee, like, people actually treating it as a bit of a chore when you have, like,
that's
three
true.
kids, you know what I mean? Like, you need to take time off
kids,
of work.
Kids, yeah.
Don't have kids. Don't have kids so you can go to weddings deep into your 30s and 40s and, like, not have to suffer. But yeah, I think this is it for now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Ta-ta.